How are you doing right now?
We're in a weird spot.
Oh my gosh.
Every time we go into eclipse season, I tell people, this is what I know, this is how I think it's going to go down, given my experience with eclipses and the astrology or whatever. I think I've got it. And I'm getting better. Each eclipse season, I get better and better and better at it. I've been doing this for a while. And so I go in and I'm like, I know I've got this one. And then the eclipses start and I'm like, nope.
Don't got it.
I just don't got all of it. Nope. Yeah. It's always this way. And they're called the bringers of change, right? Mm-hmm. They bring in change that we didn't expect. And it has a Uranus kind of feel to it. If you think you know what Uranus is going to bring in, it's going to be not that.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with the eclipses. I mean, yeah, you can get it. You can get it pretty close, but it's still going to bring stuff you didn't expect.
So it always reminds me of that, like saying of like, it's always going to be exactly the opposite of what you expect it to be. Whatever you're pegging it on, it's going to be the exact opposite of that. So like, just know that you're working somewhere in between. Like,
yeah, and I think that a lot of people, that makes a lot of people feel insecure, and that's kind of the mm-hmm. nature of the eclipse season, is we feel insecure about something. We feel like we're dangerously vulnerable,
mm-hmm.
not in a sweet, loving kind of way, but in like, I'm afraid I might not get through this kind of way. And I think it's important, the more you get used to working with eclipses, that when you get into the vulnerable spot of, I know something's coming and I don't want to know what it is and I'm at the mercy of it, to pull back from feeling like it's coming to get me and I'm going down.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa, hang on a second. Lean into what you know. I mean, what we know is that the astrology is always in our favor, that these energies have consciousness within them. There's intent within them. It's trying to exalt us, even if it's uncomfortable. Okay. This is in our favor, and lean into that and let them do what they need to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think with that is like that, I think the vulnerability comes because you have to relinquish control, and control makes us feel so safe, or our perception mm-hmm. of control of like, oh, I've got this. I figured it out. I know what's going to come next. And then to be met with that place of like, do I know what's coming next? Nope. Do I have all the pieces of like what I'm even working within? No, like there's a real like right in your face aspect of, I do not have control of this situation. Something is in charge that is much larger than me. And I am at the mercy of this wave and surfing it out, and recognizing like I do have tools around me. Like I can take a boogie board out and I can actually surf the wave. Like I can not enter the ocean. Like I can do all of these things that make the surf a little bit easier for me, while also being fully acknowledging the fact that like the illusion of control, especially right now within these eclipses, is just an illusion. Like there's no control to be had at this point.
There's none. And one of the six retrogrades we have going on now, we're going to build up to a seventh, mm-hmm. is Mars retrograde, which everyone can obviously feel at this point. This makes everyone feel exhausted, for one, and to have a feeling of I can't and falling down.
Right.
A lot of times because it's Mars, it's the masculine. A lot of times that happens with men,
mm-hmm.
But it's happening with women too. It's having the ego sit down, like sit your ass down and listen. And one of the things that I experience, or I notice during this, is I don't want all the control, because
mm-hmm.
I can't see everything. I'm a transcendental cosmic being, sure, but as a human, my perception is limited by definition. That's why we're human. And some of the decisions that I make out of ego, or out of control, or out of me thinking I know better than energies that are bigger than us, has gotten me into situations I don't want to be in.
Mm-hmm.
So I think times like these, it's important to go, something bigger has the wheel. Great. Do it. Whatever. I mean, like, you're smarter than me. Hit it.
Right.
Sometimes that means that things get taken away.
Mm-hmm.
I've learned to be like, okay, clearly I wasn't listening. I wasn't willing to do it myself. So thank you. Thank you for taking care of it for me.
Yeah. I mean, I think there's also like that piece of gratitude of like, thank you for making this so evidently clear that this can no longer be part of my life, right? And like that, I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for that clarity because I could not see it for myself. And also like meeting it with that, the only work that can be done at this point is to deepen our own intuition and our own intuitive guides and our own intuitive sensations of like, okay, I may not know the details, but is my body tired? Okay, then I need to lay down and I need to take a nap, or I might need a journal, or I need to go on a walk with my girlfriends, like, or your friends, you know, or drink a glass of water, whatever it may be, to honor ourselves through that process rather than like making it about the fact that we do not have control of these situations, or that we need to be looking elsewhere, because I think all of these things are happening more as an internal reflection of, okay, what is no longer of service? What is ready to be shaken out? And what are you ready to meet with? Like, thank you for this clarity of clearing this out of my path because I'm done with it, or it is done with me.
Right. And that's really good of you to pick up on what you just said about intuition mm-hmm. and being in the body, because two of the planets that are direct are Jupiter and Scorpio, boundaries. Mm-hmm. And intuition, and Venus in Virgo, being in the body, being present, have your heart, have your ability to receive, be in the moment, in the body. What does my body need?
Mm-hmm.
And boundaries, people think that boundaries, well, I don't know about some people. Okay. How about this? It's easy to perceive boundaries about boundaries you're going to set for other people about how they're going to treat you.
Right.
Like, I'm open to this, I'm not open to this, you went too far, you're not close enough, whatever. But really, boundaries start with boundaries with yourself.
Yeah.
Boundaries with yourself of, I'm not going to sabotage because out of fear.
Right.
Like, one of the traps of Scorpio is to sabotage because you're afraid something's going to hurt you, so you might as well beat it to the punch and you just start wrecking things.
Right.
So, I'm not going to sabotage. I'm not going to let somebody else hijack my energy. I'm going to go ahead and have my eclipse and not let other people having their eclipse hijack my own experience here.
Right.
I'm not going to freak out. Mm-hmm. I'm going to trust that I'm safe. And then you go from there. Then you have boundaries for other people. But it starts with you first because you're responsible for your own energy.
Yeah. And I think for me, what I'm the boundary that is also coming up is the one of like, I don't need to push through this. That the eclipses are happening at their own speed, just like the retrogrades are. And it is not in my entitled perspective to believe that I'm going to push through what the eclipse is trying to change, that I am going to be somehow above it and I am going to orchestrate it differently than however it is being orchestrated. And that's, it's happening in very like subtle ways. Like, so we are working on a project together and I've been painting because of it. And the other night, like, I was like, oh, I need to paint more. I need to get into this. And like everything inside of me was like, no, what you need to go do is draw a bath and journal, because it's been 3 days since you've journaled. And then you need to sit your ass in the bed because you haven't been to bed early in a week and you're tired. But mentally, my brain is like, but I have art to do. I need to push through this because I want to take the reins on this, you know? And like, it's really been that gut check of, I am having to draw a boundary with myself of like, sometimes things will flow out easily, whether it be art, whether it be work, whether it be communication, whether it be self-care. And when they are flowing through easily, like, I have to be in honor and gratitude for that. And also equally, when there are stop gaps there and it's struggling and it feels like drudgery to get into it, then I need to start like digging in and asking myself, okay, well, what else do you need right now? Because there are things that are happening that are much larger than me that no matter if my mindset is I'm going to push my way through it, it's not going to happen.
It's not. That's the nature of retrogrades is mm-hmm. it will stop things from happening when it's not time yet. And mostly it's because the energy is trying to tell you something and you're not listening.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're trying to force something, it will make it harder and harder and harder and harder until you exhaust yourself. And then finally you collapse. You're like, okay, I give up, whatever.
Right.
And then it's like, oh my God, you weren't listening. I had to stop you.
Mm-hmm.
A couple things that first of all, if we're not listening, it will put more barriers up against us. So we have to be like, okay, clearly this is not the moment, and not fall into, it's never going to happen. It's just not going to happen in these next 5 minutes. Okay. Calm mm-hmm. down. It's all right. And then I think that people also, get ahead of the energy and either go, is this over yet? No, it's not. So relax. I mean, as of right now, we're going to release this tomorrow on Thursday, the 2nd. Mm-hmm. People are already, since we went through the second eclipse, they're like, is it over yet? No, it's not.
No.
You'll have another eclipse, and then we have 2 weeks to get out of that, and then we've got to keep going to get out of the retrogrades. Just, you're in it. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
And then the other thing that I find people do, and I mean, I do it too. We're all in this.
We're all doing
it. I do it too. Yep. You try and figure out, if you're into astrology, you try and look at the charts and figure out what's going to try and teach you, and you're like, maybe if I can just hurry up and learn it right now, it won't do it to me. It's like, that's cute. Mm-hmm. You can try. You can try. But it's still, the planets are still going to happen. They are. Mm-hmm. And so you might as well just trust it and calm down and just be here. Boundaries with yourself. Be present in the moment in your body. And I'll tell you what, that's one of the things that this eclipse season is trying to teach us specifically, is learn how to be here. Care for yourself, first eclipse in Cancer. Mm-hmm. Have boundaries with yourself, Jupiter direct in Scorpio. Be in the body, Venus in Virgo. And learn how to be okay and confident within yourself, the activity in Leo, no matter what's happening around you. Because no matter what is coming, mm-hmm. the whole world is about to change. And for you to not be afraid of that, you're going to have to learn to be like, listen, anything can happen. I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good. I know how to reach out for help. I know how to care for myself. I've got my own back. I know how to be at peace. I know how to trust something bigger than me and feel secure no matter what. I'm good.
Yeah. I keep seeing this image of somebody walking through the woods with, I think you know this about me, that I'm a personal chef. So I have my chef knives, my culinary knives, and that they're carrying their culinary knives with them. And like, I can just see them unrolling the knives and like taking stock and be like, oh, I've been walking in the woods. I'm tired. I need to take a break. So I'm taking a break. And while I'm taking a break, while this river is running next to me, I'm also going to sharpen my knives here on the stone. Like this is our time to really like dig into, oh, I have these tools constantly on me, but it requires me to take space to be present with what is currently transpiring, and also to like honor the tools that I have, whether they be like baths or showers or communication or water or exercise or journaling or going to work, like whatever it may be, like the tools are being required to being sharpened right now. And to know that like you're not going to be pushing it forward. You may try to like get ahead of astrology in your scenario, but we're not getting there. And I think nobody's immune to that. Like you and I can have this conversation and fully knowing that we're both still experiencing it. We're supposed like fully in the discomfort and the like, I don't know what's happening place. And that's what it's supposed to be.
Yeah. And we talked about this earlier, is I was trying to tell people for months before Mars went retrograde, anything that you want to try and make land, you better at least get the scaffolding up before Mars goes retrograde and the rest of the retrogrades start, because that many retrogrades is not going to allow you to initiate something and it go perfectly well all the way through. Mm-hmm. And so when people are, you and I on our current project that we're working on, we got the scaffolding up at the last second.
Yep.
And we're like, whoo, barely made it. Wow. And we're even experiencing during this time when we're plugging away at it, but we're having to really like very intentionally plug in the pieces. Yes. And where we're still missing pieces, even though we thought we had them planned out, we're like, all right, well, just hang on. It's going to show up. And we're deliberately working on it. But everybody else, if you weren't able to get scaffolding up on something new you wanted to start, maybe you weren't supposed to put it out right now. Maybe this is not the time for you.
Right.
Maybe what you're meant to start is going to be more needed in the fall. Mm-hmm. Just don't spin out because you wanted something to happen right now and it's not. There are more internalized things happening right now. There are a lot of endings happening right now.
Yes.
People aren't as the connections between people are completely missing. They're not connecting at all. Mm-hmm. And so this is about not feeling like life is dropping you. Life is not dropping you. It's asking you to sit your ass down. Sit down and listen.
And I think I keep seeing the word allowance too, of just being an allowance of the fact. I mean, it's almost like that piece of like, sit down and be the rock in the river. You're not going to get swept away by the river. You're still going to be there after the downpour and the storm hits. Like, you're just going to have to sit down and allow the currents to move around you and through you. And that's what it is. And be an allowance of them, that something bigger is taking place here. And we don't know what the other side looks like. And it's going to take a while to get through there.
Right. Let's talk about maybe what it could look like.
Yeah.
Because this is taking us someplace we want to be. First of all, I'm going to give a very, very broad, long scope of this.
Okay.
First is we're moving into a time of liberation. Chiron's going to retrograde back into Pisces, but then go forward again into Aries. We're going to heal how we've hurt ourselves and each other. And during those times, historically, we liberate people. Mm-hmm. Uranus is going to retrograde back into Aries and go forward into Taurus. We're going to completely revolutionize what we value. We're going to grow our own food again. The healthcare system will be overhauled and made accessible to everyone. Mm-hmm. The education system will be overhauled. We're going to take care of the earth. We're going to be community building. Artists and wellness practitioners will be exalted, all that. Mm-hmm. Mars will go direct again. We'll be able to take action on getting ourselves into where we do belong by making a decision of, this is important to me. I need community. That's going to happen. In November, Jupiter's going to go into Sagittarius. Hope and possibility will open back up. Please hold on until then. Right now, Jupiter's in Scorpio, and it's bringing up lots of shadows and lots of very difficult truths. It's only going to get bigger, but it's only until November. Mm-hmm. And so once it gets into Sagittarius, Jupiter's home in Sagittarius, and Jupiter itself is like, oh God, can we hurry this shit up? Okay, right. So it'll just hold on until November. And then the node will go into Cancer in November also. That will be when we open up to vulnerability and care. The downside of that is the south node is in Capricorn, which will make people want to run back into their unlocked cages, because that's where safety is. But the pull will be for us to care for each other more. And then also in November, Neptune will go direct in Pisces. Right now it feels like God has left the building, which is not true. It's just a feeling. But starting in November, Neptune will go direct again and we'll feel supported again. So we are headed in a direction that we want to go in.
Right.
Even though it feels like we're lost and set adrift in no man's land at the moment.
Mm-hmm. So that is a couple of things came up for me, like about the need to remember what we have available to us, support us, like whether it be teas or like when you were talking about going back into the suffering and the shadow work that is currently going on. Of like, okay, well, there we have crystals available too, that, you know, black tourmaline and black obsidian, those really hold shadow negativity. And we can also hold quartz, clear quartz, that helps balance the light and the shadow, you know, and recognizing that there is duality in all of this. And does the shadows feel like fucking death and horrid? Absolutely, to everyone. It is not fun. Nobody wants to stare at the things that go bump in the night. We don't want to talk to them, like that. It's awful to engage in them. And also through that brings this liberation into the light. Last night I had this really intense dream, and it was like these downpours of water that were coming down. It was in California, and torrential rains, right? And I was walking into the surf shop, and I was asking about getting a license to surf. Like, was asking permission. Do I need to have a license to surf? And this woman in the dream stops me and she's like, you're not in here for a license. And I was like, yeah, you're not a saleswoman. And she's like, no, we're both more powerful than that. Like, let's acknowledge it. And I was like, okay. And so like in the dream, the conversation transitions then to, she's like, so have you noticed that the shadows are up full force? Have you noticed that the dismantling is happening very quickly? Have you noticed that the paradigm is shifting? And I was like, I don't know how you could not notice those things, but yes, it is. You know, and meanwhile, like the windows are being blown open in the store from this like hurricane rains and winds, right? And so we're having this conversation. She's like, you know, I'm really worried. I'm seeing a lot of the shadows come up. I'm very worried that they are going to come out of the woodwork. And How do we combat that? How do we work with that? And I stopped her and I was said, do you not think that the shadows are coming out so we can make place, so there's space for the light to come in? Mm. Do you not think that these rains are coming to wash away all of that shadow so that there is this light and liberation? And she said, yeah, yep, now's the time that we do that work. And then I woke up. And it was wow. Like, okay, that pretty clear of like, as much as the shadows can engage us, and boy, do they want to engage us and do a dance with us that is so addicting and tantalizing of like, you're never going to make it. These are the worst things about yourself. This, everything in the world is crumbling down around you. Like, it is addicting. It is like, you want to go down that slippery slope. And could that be happening so that we have the space to transform and to liberate and to step into the light and to really access this other side? You know, the only way to the other side is through.
Yeah, I've had those shadows come up a lot lately too. Mm-hmm. Like, don't forget you suck. And yep. Like, whoa, what is that?
Wow. Oh yeah.
I feel like this time of introspection and clearing space and cleaning out the channel of our connection to spirit and consciousness mm-hmm. involves a lot of detox.
Yeah.
Chiron being in Aries, like that's where we're incarnated human. Mars retrograde, Mars rules Aries. And Venus now in Virgo about presence and being in the body amongst other things.
Right.
Like, what do you think is, let's pretend you've never done any detox. What do you think detox 101 would be for someone right now?
Well, given my background in health and wellness, so like the number one easiest things that you can do for detoxifying, because I'm going to take it to the physical body, because if we store trauma in our body, it's stored at a cellular level. You can remove it with the body mm-hmm. on an energetic and an emotional level. Easiest thing you could do is grab water with lemon and drink that. You can do Epsom salt baths, magnesium baths, anything where you're really like putting an intention in the bath, and baking soda baths where there's something that can bind to the negativity, to the shadows, to the toxicity, to the inflammation, and pull it from your body. So it's really good to sit with that intention before you get into the bath of like, I am entering this bath to bind to everything that does not serve me anymore, that is toxic to my system, to my mental welfare, to my emotional well-being, and it is going to be removed and go down this drain. You can even do that symbolically with a new white bar of soap, and like see yourself washing it off and having like anything that's stuck to your skin and to your being, whether it be like your spiritual being or your physical being, removing it that way. The other thing that really comes up is activated charcoal. You can buy that at any health food store, and it works systematically to bind to the actual toxins that are floating within our systems and remove them from our whole physical body. And this is the same thing as like the power of the black obsidian or the black tourmaline. Activated charcoal is black. It binds to the things that are shadow qualities, are negative qualities, and removes them. So there is spaciousness there, so we can have those cellular workings that are more light filled. And then you can get into also eating lots of fresh fruits and vegetables, your greens specifically, because they build a lot of oxygen. So there's a lot more spaciousness within our bodies and our well-being. To breathe deeper, breathing into the emotions that we're experiencing, breathing into our spiritual bodies rather than just this physical body. And then there's also spirulina and chlorella, which are sea algaes that are one of the most potent things next to breast milk that has ever been found. And they are one of those ways to like flush our system. They'll bind to heavy metals and to toxins in our bodies, but they also, when they bind to them and remove them, they replace them with extremely high density and high nutrients. So it's like you're just flushing out what is no longer serving you and replacing it with like the highest density that you could possibly need at this point in time. And then there's a whole other host of stuff that you could do, but that's like 101 where I would start.
Yeah, that's great. I'm really into the water aspects, because mm-hmm. I've got a lot of water in my chart, so I can attest to that. Sometimes I have to just sit in water and not get out until I feel like I'm done.
Yep.
Let's be clear, because I've seen that some people get this confused. Activated charcoal is not barbecue charcoal.
No.
Don't do that, please.
Please. Do not do that.
No.
And I got my activated charcoal from my normal grocery store next door. It's mainstream now.
Yeah.
And so I've been doing, thanks to you, I've been doing activated charcoal and chlorella for a week or two now. I feel completely different.
Isn't that amazing?
Yes. I mean, I feel like my body and my connection to it is opening up, and things that are low vibration or heavy or gross that I could be eating, I'm like, oh no, I just don't even want it anymore.
Right.
Like, I just feel a lot better whenever I eat cleaner. I feel better. Like people who follow me may know that I'm a double Scorpio. I very easily fall into depression. Mm-hmm. When I do things like that, it's not an issue at all.
Mm-hmm.
At all. I mean, I can be having a hard time and really feel the energies, but I don't feel like I'm dying.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it pulls you out of feeling like you're overridden with toxic darkness. I mean,
it works at a
really does
level.
Work.
Yeah, it works at a cellular level, which I think is so much different than like the perspective of, you know, like, especially in the West, we have this mentality of like, let's just do the surface level, let's put the band-aid over and like pretend that everything's okay and we're moving around, rather than getting to like the systemic place of how do I truly detoxify? And if I'm detoxifying my physical body, I also need to do that spiritually and emotionally and mentally. That is the requirement of detoxification. So what are the tools that I have? And like activated charcoal and spirulina and chlorella work at a cellular level so that they can bind to those emotional patterns.
I for people who don't do this normally, when they're like, this is over my head, I'm not doing that shit.
Right.
Okay. You speak to those people.
Right.
If people just start with water.
Yes.
Just start with water.
Yes.
Start with water. And if you don't have a bathtub, sit in the shower.
Yep.
Just start there with the intention of, I just want to feel better. If you'll start there and keep the intention rolling of, I just want to feel better. Maybe you can add a multivitamin.
Yep.
Start there. Just start anywhere with the intention of, I just want to feel better. Then you can add things one at a time, and you'll find that feeling better is as addictive as numbing out.
It's so true. And I think also just, I mean, to take it always back to the basics of like starting with water. Great. Can you start with a squeeze of lemon in there? Can you add a pinch of salt and pinch of baking soda and know that the intention is I am drinking this water not only to help flush my system of everything that does not serve me, but to make room for things that do serve me. Because a pinch of baking soda in your water is going to help alkaline you. It's going to reduce a lot of inflammation in your body the same way that like a sea salt would. So there's other tools if you don't have access to the spirulinas and the activated charcoals. Like you can sit outside in the clay and make a clay foot bath, you know, like, and use that to detoxify your body. You know, there's definitely options available.
And the other thing about feeling like we need to detox is I noticed that even for you and I, and I'm definitely noticing it out in the wide world too, is that this many retrogrades and being set adrift in the eclipses makes everyone feel far away.
Mm-hmm.
And it can feel isolating. And if you go too far with that, you can fall into apathy.
Oh, yeah.
So you get further and further and further and further and further. And that's not the rabbit hole you want to go down, because the South Node is in Aquarius. And we've talked about this for months. South Node in Aquarius, in my opinion, means that if you fall too far into Aquarius, you can detach to the point where you become apathetic and you forget to have your heart open. You forget to feel. You forget to think about other people. You forget to follow your joy.
Mm-hmm.
Apathetic and just kind of giving up.
Right.
And so I think it's like 101 about that. I've noticed that during this time, I've been diving into working really hard because North Node in Leo is in my 10th house of career.
Right.
So I'm working really hard. And then I look up and I'm like, I haven't seen the sun in 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And I'm like, I need to go outside, even if it's just walk outside my door.
Right.
If you live in the city, at least go outside your door and look at the sun for 5 minutes. There's a siren going. I live in the city, as you can tell.
It's a wake up call. Like, like, yes, this is what we're talking about. Get out.
I mean, so some people, whenever I tell people, like, especially people who have a lot of Scorpio or people who feel like they're isolated, you need to get into nature. Mm-hmm. And people are like, I can't, I live in the city. I'm like, I know for a fact there is a patch of grass that you can put your feet in within a block of you. There's gotta be. Yes. One patch of grass, much less a park.
Right.
Or just go for, if there's no grass, at least go for a walk and you've got the sun above you. Mm-hmm. And if you're in a city that has complete overcast, at least you have air.
Right.
Use something to pull out of deep isolation where you feel like all of this energy is happening to just you, because right. It's not.
Mm-mm. No, it is not. And it's really just requesting us, you know, I always just go back to the fact that like, we're all doing this work individually and it can be isolating, but we're also doing this work individually because it's making things so much easier for other people in the world. Like we are required and we're being asked to step up in this manner because it helps liberate other people along with ourselves. It's not, it's not like an isolated event that like you have the request of detoxifying. It's not an isolated event that you need to go outside and stand in the sun in order to see that there's bigger things happening outside of you, like to just reconnect in your body. That in you doing that, it makes it easier for other people to also do that. And it makes it easier because we're speaking about it, but it also makes it easier because like you're opening up those channels of, okay, here's another way to exist in your body and exist in the world. That if you're experiencing, and we've talked about this before, if you're experiencing isolation, just because you're experiencing it doesn't mean that there's not other people also equally experiencing it at the same time. And to look at that microcosm of like, or if you're at the beach, you know, like every single piece of sand has just been whittled down and it makes the whole entire beach. But if you look at one of them, you would think, oh, this is just a piece of sand, but together they make up the beach. And so like, it's the same perspective of like, you can be in your own world and also you are bigger and part of the macrocosm.
I really like that, the piece of artwork that you shared with me. I think it was yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
What was it? I believe a leaf of grass is the soul work of the cosmos.
Yes. It's the soul really, journey of the cosmos.
The soul journey of the cosmos. That's yep. really beautiful. I think mm-hmm. that is the perfect expression of what we're talking about.
Yes.
That the singular expression down to a leaf of grass
mm-hmm.
is the soul work of the cosmos, the journey yep. of the cosmos. I've been saying about North Node in Leo, which where sun is at North Node now. We're gonna have an eclipse there. I've been telling people your happiness is a priority, you being able to shine is a priority, what you love is a priority, your creativity is a priority, and people have a difficult time with that because they have other things they I'm just going to care about other people, or right. I don't want to be selfish or whatever. And I've been telling people, when you deny it for yourself, you deny it for everyone, Aquarius.
Yes.
That it's yeah. not like humanity is out there and then there's you. You are humanity.
Right.
That doing, going after opening up your heart, going after being in the body and experiencing life means that you're giving permission, that you're supporting, that you're participating in allowing that to happen for everyone.
Yeah. Yeah. I was on a walk this weekend and it's usually where I get a lot of like my downloads. And I was walking and like all of a sudden in front of me, mentally in front of me, I saw like the sign that was like, your feelings get to matter. And it was like the first time that I had actually like, I've heard that, right? I mean, I've heard that in a very laissez-faire perspective of like, oh yeah, my feelings get to matter. Ha ha ha. Like I get to experience them, I guess. But it was like at a soul level of like, no, like your joy means something and it is required in this life. The reason why we're all here is because we have something to deliver. It's not just to stay in our cages. It is not just to be in the shadow work. It is not just to be isolated. It is because we have true gifts to give to the world, to change things collectively. And in that, your joy gets to matter. Like your sadness gets to matter. All of the things that you are experiencing get to matter. They are not something that is brushed under the rug, that you deny, that you ignore, that you pretend that is not happening. Like that is no longer an option. And frankly, I don't know that it was ever an option. From the perspective of like, that's the stuff that creeps in the middle of the night. The more that you ignore it, the more it creeps in the middle of the night.
Yeah. And I've come across, and maybe a lot of other people have too, the the wisdom that if you see it happening in the world around you, it exists within you, yeah. right? Mm-hmm. So if you see despair in the world, it's happening within you. If you see hate in the world, it's existing within you. Take that in reverse too.
Right.
If you're riddled with despair and isolation, it will play itself out in the world too.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just what's out there is having an effect on you. You are having an effect on the collective as well. It's symbiotic.
Yeah. It's the mirror work. Like we've talked about this. This is the mirror work of like where you have reactivity to is more than often where you are holding resistance to yourself, mm-hmm. where you have not learned to lean in yet. And like, that's a long lesson. Like that's a lifetime of work right there. Like what am I reacting to? Is that a teacher for me? Where have I done that for myself? Cause we've been taught that it's a lot easier to project that stuff on other people or project that onto the government or project that onto our partners or project that into our career. Like, oh, if I had a different job, then I wouldn't be unhappy anymore. Well, really? What is that really the case? Or would you still find something to be unhappy about because you're not looking at where you're unhappy within yourself?
Whenever you say lean in, do you mean as opposed to running from it, as opposed yes. to denying, as opposed to deflecting? What do you mean by lean in?
I mean, leaning into me is it's the same thing that you would experience if you walked into the ocean and you saw that the waves were coming. And I mean, leaning in of like allowing the emotion, the feeling, the experience, the response to wash over you, to feel all of it, to understand, like to roll it around in your tongue like a good wine, to pick up every aspect of it without denying it, without shutting it down, without ignoring it, like fully giving into the experience of, wow, this wave just crashed over me and it took my breath away and my skin is wet and I'm taking a deep breath and it has power behind it that is moving the sand underneath my feet. And I'm feeling all of those things, like leaning into the entirety of the experience on all levels rather than closing it down or doing, I think, what is very tantalizing for a lot of people of like, oh, I'll come back to that. I'll come back to that later. Like the experiences are happening for us to move through them in that moment, not to come back to them later. And if you're coming back to them later, they're going to just gain in their intensity.
Man, I have really felt exactly that this eclipse season. Usually during eclipse seasons, I'm slammed. Like a lot of people right. get readings during eclipse seasons, as they should. I wish everyone would, so because you need help getting through these things. But usually I bury myself in readings for the entire eclipse season. And mm-hmm. then I have my reflective eclipse season afterward. And that looks like me just face planning. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm down for the count for weeks. And this time when the eclipses were coming, I dedicated myself to, no, I'm going to have the eclipses as they happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to let anything take that away from me. I'm going to work just as hard, but I'm not going to use work as my excuse to not have these eclipses.
Right.
And I decided, I'm like, and I felt it come up where I was like, well, I just need to work harder. I'm like, no, you're not. What are you feeling right now?
Mm-hmm.
So don't run. You're going to feel all of this. And forcing myself to be right here and feel it. Feel the waves of the past coming up with right. regret and why the hell did I do that? Things like that. It's fear of the unknown. Mm-hmm. It's feeling everything move far away. It's having survival fears. All those things that normally come up during this time. I was like, no, I'm going to have them. I'm going to have them this time. And I feel way more at peace participating with the energy mm-hmm. than stealing myself against
resisting it.
And then they have to take me down onto the mat afterwards because I didn't pay attention while it was happening.
Yeah. And I think that brings up the piece of like, just even in the midst of feeling complete isolation and working within the shadows, that you're still safe, that you are supported entirely. You may feel completely adrift in the sea, like there's nobody around you for miles and miles and miles. You don't know where the fuck anything's gonna land. And you are still supported. Universally, you are supported. You are absolutely held in the sweetest light. Like, you are held, and it is safe for you to be like, I'm fucking angry. Okay. Look at that anger. What does it feel like? Where do you feel that in your body? What are the sensations that come up? What are the thoughts that arise with that? Do you feel your blood pressure boil? Do your hands start to shake? How do you see things in the world? Like, what does that experience actually look and feel like to you? Because guess what? You are safe. You are here for a reason, and you are safe, and you are held to experience all of it.
That's right. And this, in particular, these eclipses, when it's this extreme feeling of, oh God, I'm not where I belong. I'm not where I belong. Mm-hmm. And people want to run from that, or they want to put duct tape around it and make it stay. And I keep telling people, I'm like, oh no. Mm-hmm. If you feel like this is entirely wrong for you, good. Why? Right. Why? Your feelings are trying to inform you. We don't truly know things until we feel them. Feel it. Feel how you're like, oh God, this is all wrong. Good. Mm-hmm. Thank God you're feeling something and noticing it. Because it's going to inform you where you do belong. When Mars goes direct and you can make decisions and take some actions, it will be informed by how you feel about where you do not belong, so you can get to where you do. And you won't, you're flying blind unless you can feel it. You've got to feel it.
Yes.